Brilliant Idiots, Where God Went Wrong, Episode 4. The Rules. The story so far. Our intrepid hero has been surprised to discover he's not dead after all, but perhaps somewhere in the vicinity of Edmonton, in the company of a half-baked salmon. It's still a matter of debate whether they're wandering through A. heaven, B. hell, C. purgatory, or D. all of the above. For our hero's part, he would be happy just to find a quiet place to sit for a nice cup of tea. But as he is about to discover, that is presently impossible for the lack of unexpired milk. At any rate, we would not like to influence your opinion of the afterlife by pointing out the presence of an unwelcoming, self-appointed bench sergeant and 10 million cranky blades of grass with more complaints than you can toss your shoe at, which our protagonist did. Panicking in this manner nicely got rid of our hero's problems. In fact, this nicely got rid of everything, to the extent that he is now floating alone in a vast void of nothingness.
I don't believe this!
Well, that's handy then.
There you are! I thought you disappeared. How come you're not gone along with everything else?
Gone where?
Wherever everything else went.
No such luck. You won't be able to shake me that easily.
Why not?
I'd have to vanish into nothingness. You just said you don't believe in nothing, which means you believe in something.
Who are you anyway?
I'm the something you don't believe in.
I doubt that.
I know. Thank heaven for that.
I can't look.
I don't blame you. There's a bad precedent for you so far with checking things out. You can't get out of this. Might as well wait quietly.
Congratulations on your death. Please keep to your personal vision of reality at all times. The rules.
There are some rules concerning admittance and behavior that must be observed if you are to stay. Rule number one. Keep off the grass. Rule number two. Wipe your feet. Rule number three. No pets allowed. Rule number four. Occupancy of this space by anyone other than us is strictly forbidden. Rule number five. No stories about how you died. Rule number six. Writers, artists, dancers, musicians can kindly buzz off. We are accepting you because of your cosmological discoveries concerning the planet Jupiter and on the recommendation of a manta ray. Rule number seven. Don't sit on the furniture unless there is plastic on it. Rule number eight. Don't use the good silverware or the sculpted soap. Rule number nine. Tea is the only drink consumed here by us. You coffee drinkers are in the wrong place. Rule number 10. Milk goes in the teacup first, then the tea. Rule number 11. always be sure you have enough milk on hand. Rule number 12. No impersonations. Rule number 13. No saying the word. Rule number 14. Write legibly. Rule number 15. Don't try to be anybody special up here. We are all special in our own way. Rule number 16. If you're happy, keep it to yourself. Thank you very much. Rule number 17. Don't use hair slickum. Rule number 18. Do everything on your to-do list. And no shoving it off on other people. Rule number 19. Spell things properly, for heaven's sakes, and we'll all get along just fine. Rule number 20. Cut out the jokes. This is the afterlife. We do not ha ha here. Rule number 21. Whatever you're inclined to do, stop it. Rule number 22. Don't try to get revenge on anybody here. They're already dead. Get over it. Rule number 23. No sandals or bare feet. Rule number 24. Wear matching socks. Rule number 25. Is really more of a suggestion. Now that you're here, whatever you do, don't look down. It will just make things worse. As long as you observe this rule, you'll be fine. Leave the results of your entrance exams in the blue box and be prepared to answer the skill testing question. Of course, this rule is void where prohibited by law. Duct tape can be purchased at the supplies department once all your paperwork is in order. If you're here to deliver pizza, that entrance is around the back.
Glad we settled that. In today's episode, Michael Steele was that main dead guy, Green Friesen, the rule master, and the doubtful salmon. Theme music by Jason Am, courtesy of Solvent. www.solventcity.com. They'll be back in episode 5, just when you think it's safe to begin that search for the perfect cup of tea and a nice quiet place to drink it. Slegnas are going to swoop in to help. The rules are also published on our website, brilliantidiot.com, along with episode blogs, novelized form of the story, contests, and our email address. Write to us there if you've missed the free episodes or ask about ordering Brilliant Idiot material unavailable to iPod, www.brilliantidiot.com.
Where's this back door she's talking?
Are you here to deliver pizza?
No. And I don't think we can get 30-minute delivery here. Don't look down.
You know. you know.